to a party with me?
No, the game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Watch, cause I'm the man.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave. You're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
These are the days of our lives. Oh, there I am. Hello. It's Friday, the 7th of October, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam Territory of Ulkeston, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, well, all I can tell you is I really don't know what to expect. It's one of those half-assed, little prepared shows, but we'll play lots of local music. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on the local theater scene, maybe read a few audition notices, and anything else that happens to come along. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Yes, indeedy, Judy. Yeah, it's October already. How'd you like that rain yesterday? That was lots of fun, wasn't it? Glad we're not in Florida anyway. Yeah, October the 7th already, and I've been kind of busy. I've been working. I've been doing the theater thing. Comfort Cottages up at the PAL Studio Theater on Cordero. Oh my goodness, I need to take a nap. It's in Cole Harbour. That's where it is. PAL Studio Theater, Comfort Cottages at some Western Gold Theater Company, and my first professional gig too. And it's ticking along nicely. You should go see it, and you know, bring folks. You'll enjoy it. All right, enough chatter out of me. Let's just hear some music from their release Lobby. This is We Found a Lovebird, and the song is called Nowhere to Go.
Nowhere to go, you got nowhere.
burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the wedding now. Dance me on and home. Dance me very tenderly and dance me very long. We're both of us beneath our love. We're both of us above. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Children who are asking to be born. Dance me through the curtains that our kisses have outworn. Raise a tent of shelter now, though every thread is torn. Dance me to the end of love. Me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Touch me with your naked hand, or touch me with your glove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of
love. I can read the paper.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
I'm crazy. They're firing off their lies, well, I'm just a blur. Oh! But darling, you're so pretty, you're like a living on cocaine. A prison is so pretty, yeah, prison and insane. And I go, ooh, prison and insane. She's not a fucking sign. She's just a fucking sassy bastard. She's just a fucking helmet and fuck. Hey! She keeps in my door.
So that's Big John Bates and a great song called Aren't You Pretty. And kind of had a bit of a superset there, about five or six tunes in a row right here on CRTR 101.9 FM on the radio. There you go. Where did that come from? Hi. Who else did we hear? Just before Big John was Eddie and the Sex Bombs. Brand new. Brand spanking new. Just took the wrapper off it. Self-titled first release. Great bunch of tunes on that one. Look out for Eddie and the Sex Bombs. And that's Eddie D. Sorry, Eddie D. Not Ed D, but Eddie D and the Sex Bombs. We also heard from the New Black and Reed Jameson there with Leonard Cohen's Dance Me to the End of Love. That's off of Reed's new release, Dear Leonard. Reed is a great songwriter in his own right, but he's really taken to covering some of his favorites. He did an Elvis Presley one. I know he's got... There's another one that he's done. I can't think of it right now. But anyway, the Leonard Cohen one is the latest and available where all great music is found. And we kicked off the set with We Found a Lovebird and Nowhere to Go. What are we going to do? We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and play some more tunes and tell you about some shows and all that kind of stuff. Stick around.
But what are kings when regiment is gone? But perfect shadows in a sunshine day. UBC Theatre and Film presents Edward II by Christopher Marlowe, September 29th to October 15th at the Telus Studio Theatre in the Chan Center. For tickets, visit theaterfilm.ubc.ca or call 604-822-2678. Monarch. Prisoner. Corpse.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Boy, these things just stop abruptly, don't they? Why don't we play another one? How about this one?
Everyone loves Portland, Oregon, with the food carts, craft beer, and bike lanes. What's not to love? Well, for starters, Portland is the whitest major city in America, and that's not a coincidence. For the last 2.5 decades, Albina, Portland's traditional black neighborhood, has been uprooted by market-driven gentrification and exclusionary city policies. Other cities, such as San Francisco, Vancouver, and New Orleans, are struggling with similar issues of gentrification and economic displacement. In Vancouver-based author Matt Hearn's new book, titled What a City is For in Remaking the Politics of Displacement, he investigates gentrification in the 21st century. On Friday, October 21st, at SFU's Gold Corp for the Center of the Arts, join him at the book launch with several other speakers. The event is free and open to the public, but requires registration. For details and registration, visit the SFU Woodwards Facebook page online.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
Things are weird in here today, I tell you. And things either just sort of abruptly end or they kind of fade out before they're supposed to finish. I don't know. It's scary. I don't know what to do. Anyway, from the artist who brought you last year's great production of A Doll's House, Slamming Door Artist Collective now presents Terrence Rattigan's wartime masterpiece, Flare Path. It runs now until the 22nd of October at the Jericho Art Center in sunny Point Grey at the foot of Discovery Street. It's an epic wartime romance that's right on target. How do you like that? Set in 1942 against a backdrop of heartache and quiet bravery, Flare Path paints an evocative portrait of life in wartime Britain for the RAF bomber crews waiting for their next mission and their wives and sweethearts who are left waiting their return. Written with Rattigan's characteristic flair for understatement, Flare Path is a deeply moving portrait of people at war. Big stack of friends of the show involved in this one. Genevieve Fleming, the great Genevieve Fleming, is the director, and just a fabulous cast. Karina Akison, Yoshe Bancroft, Paul Herbert, Lorik J, Sebastian Kroon, that's Seabass to those who know him, Julie Leung, Jesse Martin, Tamara McCarthy, Ashley O'Connell, Melissa Wee, and Curtis Tweedle. And as I said, it's happening at the Jericho Arts Center. If you want more information, you go to Slamming Door Collective or JerichoArtsCenter.com. All right. Now, this is a guy that I talked about last week. His name is Oluwatoni, and he's got his own label going. He's out to promote great local artists, and this is his own first release. It's called One Cure.
To the ocean, get swept by the waves in motion. Everyone connected, introspective, so perfected. Now we stand, we are all one people. Stay strong to the day, we are equal. Sing a song for the state of the world, making a pearl in the eye of the sequel. Cause our story will move mountains, and we pray for the youth in the fountain. In the heart, let's all take part. Take it to the top of the skyline.
War after war, lives that we lost, all of the pain that the ancestors saw. Love never lasts. Love is the key. Try, you will see.
It's clear it's you. I will always be your fool.
Say it. Oh, well. It was close. That was Alison MacDonald, and that's a song, an Elvis Presley cover, which was also I think it was a Civil War song. Yeah, I remember we sang it when I was a kid, called Aura Lee. And Elvis did a movie about the Civil War, and it was called Love Me Tender, and he took this old Civil War song and turned it into one of his... one of his big hits from the 50s. We also heard from Veda Hilly and Oluwatoni and Ace Martins in that set. So there you go. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to tell you about some auditions that are coming up. We're going to find out who this this group of musicians that's gathering in our lounge is all what they're all about. And we might even have some sex with strangers.
Every year, the Vancouver International Film Festival brings a revelry of cinephilia to Vancouver. This year, VIV features over 300 films airing between September 29th and October 14th, with an opening gala featuring Isling Walsh's Mahdi and a closing gala featuring Terrence Malick's Voyage of Time.
Billions of years in the making.
For its 35th year, VIF will be expanding the frame, emphasizing social interaction, workshops, and audience feedback. Find the complete program for this year's VIF online at viff.org. Experience VIF 2016, this September 29th to October 14th.
MRG Concerts presents Flock of Dimes this Friday, October 21st at the Cobalt. Show begins at 7 p.m. Touring in support of the new album, If You See Me, Say Yes, on Prestige Records, Jen Wassner of Y Oak explores the atmospheric side of pop with Flock of Dimes. Find tickets online at mrgconcerts.com. This October 21st, Flock of Dimes at the Cobalt.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is...
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit. And sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
So like I say, we got a band warming up in the lounge, and they're going to be playing at 1 o'clock. They are called Basic Nature from Winnipeg. They've been touring the country, and they are tonight they're going to be performing at the Matador, which is officially 3017 Copley Street, but it's actually by the Italian Cultural Center around Nanaimo and Grandview. And they're going to be opening for the Gins and Jock Tears. It's Jock Tears tape release party at the Matador. Three bands for only $10. So you want to check that out. But if you you want to know what they sound like, keep your ear on the radio, because, like I said, Basic Nature is right here, and they're going to be playing for us in about half an hour or so. So stick around for that. Right now, we're going to talk a little bit about the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. There, you see, you can hear them. There they are. Well, they were there. And then as soon as I stopped talking, they stopped playing. Thanks a lot. Sidekick Players present Art. That is a play by Yasmina Reza with a translation by Christopher Hampton. It's going to be at the Tawasan Arts Center in January, and they are still looking for a couple of guys. They want two men who can play believably in their late 40s or early 50s, and they want to see you on Tuesday, October 11th at the Tawasan Arts Center. United Players are doing Sunday in the Park with George, the Stephen Sondheim musical, directed by Ryan Mooney and musical direction by Claire Wyatt, a really powerhouse pair that are definitely worth working with. They are looking for actors between the ages of 18 and 65, 8 women and 7 men. You got to be good singers because this is Sondheim after all. If you want to book an audition, the email address is sundayauditions@gmail.com. Little Mountain Lion Productions doing the mystery plays by Roberto Aguiar Sacasa. And Madeline Osborne is directing that one. The production is happening in December. The auditions are next Friday, the 14th of October. They're looking for two men and two women with one role open to any open gender, open age. That's what I was trying to say. One role is open gender, open age. The other two are two. The other roles are two men and two women, roughly in their 20s or 30s. And it's one of these multiple characters kind of plays, so you need a little bit of versatility, but you can find out more by contacting Mark at littlemountainlionproductions.com. Sticks and Stones Theater Company doing This Is Our Youth by Kenneth Lonergan, and Brett Willis is directing that one. The show's going up in January at the Havana on Commercial Drive. The auditions are next weekend, Friday, October 14th and Sunday the 16th. They are looking for one woman in her 20s who can play Jessica Goldman, an anxiously ambitious fashion student with an inability to commit to decisions. Sounds like some people around here. I should pass the word around. Tomosuru Players are doing Spring Awakening, yet another production of Spring Awakening. This time it's going to be in January at the PAL Studio on Cardero Street in Coal Harbor. I can remember Cardero Street before when I was talking about my own show. Anyway, the auditions are at the Mount Pleasant Community Center, number 1 Kingsway, and that's next weekend, October 14th and 16th. And if you want to submit to that one, you email Tomosuru, which is spelled T-O-M-O-S-U-R-U @gmail.com. We have a new musical called Confessions of a Grocery Clerk. That's produced by Capricorn Theater. And that is going to be happening in December. Auditions are Wednesday, October 19th. So about a week and a half from now. And the auditions are at DW Poppy School in Langley. This one looks really intriguing. It's a brand new show conceived and directed by husband and wife team Andrew Cohen and Anna Kuman, both very good friends of the show. And that is, it's called Circle Game. It's a Joni Mitchell reimagining. And they're looking for three men and three women in their 20s and 30s, any ethnicity, but good, strong contemporary singing voices of any range with an ability to play an instrument, which would really help, and a little bit of dance, too. Yeah, you got to be a triple threat for this one. But it's definitely worth it. Andrew and Anna are great to work with. And this looks like a really interesting show, especially if you're a fan of the music of Joni Mitchell. The performances are happening in April and May. The auditions are in later on this month, October 20th and 21st at the Fire Hall Arts Center. And if you want to know more about that, you can contact them at thefirehallartscenter.ca. North Vancouver Community Players doing Charlie's Aunt, a Victorian farce of ruses, mistaken identities, and glorious mayhem by Brandon Thomas. This is a play from the late 19th century, but very silly and lots of fun. It's going to be happening at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver in February. The auditions are October 23rd and 25th. And you just contact North Van Community Players to find out more about that. We've got Glorious, which has been made into the movie. It's about Florence Foster Jenkins. Meryl Streep is playing her in the movie right now. But if you want to play her live on stage, here's your chance. It's happening at the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock in April. The auditions are happening October 23rd and 24th. And so they are looking for many characters, many actors, all ages and ranges and stuff, but specifically looking for a woman in her 60s and 70s who is willing to sing badly. Now remember, to get away with playing a character who sings badly, you have to be an actor who can sing well. So be warned. But again, another great show that'll be worth trying, worth making the effort for. So it's called Glorious. It's happening in White Rock, and the auditions are October 23rd and 24th. Vagabond Players in New Westminster doing an Agatha Christie, directed by Miles Lufkulich, and that is Towards Zero, and that's happening in February, and the auditions are in early November. And then we've got, another one in White Rock. This is The Graduate, a play based on the movie from the 60s with that guy, you know. Anyway. Dustin Hoffman. Slow down, Dave. Turn your brain back on. The Graduate is playing in February, and it's going to be at the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock. The auditions are in November, and you contact Jen Lane at jenlane06@gmail.com to register or find out more information about that. And finally, Sidekick Players is doing their own version of 12 Angry Men. Now, next week, we are going to talk to some folks that are doing a 12 Angry Jurors that will be opening in a couple of weeks. But there will be another production with Sidekick Players in Tawasin happening in March, and their auditions are coming up, not till January. We'll worry about that later. So that's it. That's our call board. If you want details on these or any other audition notices, you go to Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca or the Vancouver Actors Guide at vancouveractorsguide.com. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email me directly, daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. I promised you Sex with Strangers. Here they are.
Decorated in your deniers, what do you need me to prove?
What's the matter with your desire? What you can and you can't do? Come along and we'll flame the fires I've been burning for you. Thank you.
that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. This week's shout-out goes to all the local filmmakers, including friends of the show Joel Ashton McCarthy and Deb Sears, who have won funding for their projects on StoryHive. Watch out for these great shorts and web series coming in February. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we are here for you. Send us your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's shows or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Great new show, Fresh Slice, is up next with a special in-studio performance by Basic Nature from Winnipeg, who are appearing tonight at the Matador on South Grandview as part of the Jock Tears tape release. And that'll be followed at 2 o'clock by Radio Zero, and then at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy with Nard War, the Human Serviette. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Bye-bye. And don't forget to see Comfort Cottages at the PAL Studio Theater on now till September 23rd. I'm in it, you know.